In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul introduces himself as an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Paul was quite sure that his call to the apostleship was not ordained by any other disciple of Jesus Christ, but by Christ alone. Paul's background and formal training is gathered from the book of Acts and from his own letters. These are the facts given by himself. He said in Acts chapter 21 that I'm a Jew of Tarsus, a city of Cilicia. And in Acts chapter 22, he said, I was a born free Roman citizen. And again in Acts 23, he said, I'm a Pharisee and the son of a Pharisee. In Philippians 3 and 5, he says, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin. He also gives us his educational background. He said, I was taught by Gamaliel, taught according to the perfect law of the fathers. And then in Acts chapter 13, he's a man with a changed name. It was shortly after the beginning of the Christian era that Paul was born of a Jewish family of the strictest Pharisaic persuasion, descended from the tribe of Benjamin, which closely associated him with the center of Judaism in Jerusalem. The Jews of Tarsus was related to the business life of the city, as Paul was a tent maker. It is likely that he followed his father's trade. Even though Paul was a strict Jewish religious man, he never undervalued his citizenship in Rome. When the Roman centurion was about to scourge Paul, the apostle protested, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman citizen? Paul said, I was born a Roman citizen. Such a citizenship was valuable, for it carried with it special rights and privileges, including immunity from scourging or crucifixion. When in his last days Paul desired to journey to Rome, it was because of his Roman citizenship that made it possible. Even though he went there as a prisoner, exercising his privilege of Roman freedom, Paul cried out in the court, I appeal to Caesar. And under Roman law, the authorities had no other alternative but to reply, To Caesar you shall go. In spite of the fact that Paul's family were Roman citizens, they remained loyal to their Jewish faith and practices. Young Saul was raised strictly after the manner of the Jews, attending the synagogue schools and learning with devotion all that was required of him as a student of the scripture and of the law of his fathers, as his epistles to the Romans prove. That's why Paul could say, Study to show yourself approved unto God, as one that needeth not to be ashamed. His mind was always alert to the contrast between the strict moral and religious behavior expected of him and the loose living lives reflected in a environment given over to idolatry. In writing to the Philippians, Paul described himself as a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Paul was reaffirming his proud heritage, which reached back to the father of the Jews, Abraham, the patriarch, the first Hebrew. He referred to him as a descendant of Abraham. And although he became the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul never lost his love for his own kinsmen. When he began to read the Jewish scriptures with Christian eyes, he was more certain than ever of their divine authority. Therefore he repeated often, "It is written," with which he closed every argument. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.